Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
We are down our Dave this week. He's out in Lanzarote. But it's full steam ahead.
Yo.
It's the Granny Quiz. Makeup, nails, and tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies. Let's get quizzy.
This is the Granny Quiz. Once a week, myself, Ash, and the women of Dublin, we come together and we bully our Dave in a little game that we like to call the Girly Quiz.
Yes, you will know, of course, Dave hasn't been here all week. He's out in Lanzarote with his housemate, Ben. But in his place, we have the very wonderful Jack Keating.
Woo!
Everybody, welcome, Jack.
The next best thing.
Jack, obviously, former Love Islander and doing some work in with us at Spin at the moment. So we said this is a perfect opportunity to chat to Jack on Fully Charged.
Let's go.
Just the nature of the Girly Quiz, Jack. You have three questions to get through here. Mm-hmm. You also have two lifelines to help you out. One is a simplify option, which gives you the 50-50 chance. And
okay.
It makes things a little bit easier for you. And one is your phone a female. Think Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, the phone of friends. Mm-hmm. This is
Noel.
A female. It's Becca standing by, who will be giving you a handout this morning. Becca, thanks a million for being there. Good morning. Are you there?
Morning. How are you?
Say hello to Jack, Becca.
Hi, Jack.
Hey, Becca. I think I'm definitely going to need your help today at some stage.
Well, hopefully I can be any use of you.
Love
you guys
it,
are
love
great
it.
Friends.
I think so too. Becca, thanks a million. We'll be back to you very shortly.
We do say with the Girly Quiz, if you have young ears in the car, just keep the hand maybe hovering over the volume. This is to relax Jack as well, so that if anything kind of a little bit more raunchy gets said, you have the control over in the cars rather than Jack having to censor himself.
Okay.
And,
okay.
We don't get in too much trouble.
Exactly.
No, we don't want that.
So Jack, are you kind of au fait with female topics? How do you think you're going to do today?
Yeah, I've got a lot of women in my life, to be fair. Obviously,
yeah.
My mum, two sisters. I have a daughter now as well, Maya, who's
yes.
one. So, yeah, I grew up in a house of women and now I'm a father of a daughter. So, yeah, I think I hopefully have a good bit of female knowledge. We'll
How
find out.
How is it being a dad now, a little girl?
It's the best, honestly. It's just been, it's been a crazy 2 years, but honestly, just like, we had her there for Father's Day 2 weeks ago and it was just like, just the nicest weekend ever.
Unreal.
She's just an absolute dope.
So she's only what, one, is it?
One. I think she's probably about 18 months now. She was born in February.
She has yet to deal with some of the issues that we're going to
see. It's all ahead of me.
This will be a good education for you, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, three questions, two lifelines. Becca's on the line to help you out. For his debut on the Girly Quiz, it's Jack Keating. Question number one. Jack, describe bingo wings.
Bingo wings. I think, are bingo wings like the parts that like hang down from your arms? Like the... I would say a bit of fat that hangs out from your arms, is it?
Jack's arm is raised in the air and he is wobbling the piece under his... What is that, your
my
bicep
bingo wing?
Or something?
The lower bicep? Is it my bingo wing? I don't know,
Okay, do you want to go with that?
I'm pretty confident that I think that I know what that is, yeah.
Okay, so...
It's my final answer.
The piece of fat that hangs under the upper arm.
You're absolutely correct.
Well done.
Off to a brilliant start, Jack. Let's go.
I will say, Google says tissue.
Tissue. Oh, we're going to get technical with it.
No, we won't split hairs over it.
Okay. How does Dave usually do on these? Does he do well?
No.
It's kind of 50-50.
Yeah.
He's a good week and a bad week.
Yeah.
Right,
and you're
right.
Getting some classic questions that Dave has answered in the past here on the Girly Quiz today. So, question two, Jack.
Right.
What do the letters VPL stand for?
VPL. I mean, one letter is definitely sticking out to me, but I don't know what that would be.
What letter?
V, maybe?
Get that mind out of the gutter, Jack.
Or don't, maybe.
Or don't.
Something, have you ever heard of it?
VPL? No, I don't think so. I think I've heard of BBL. Is that the same sort of thing?
Oh,
no.
BBL.
What's a BBL? Go on.
BBL is when you get fat taken out somewhere and put into your bum, isn't it?
Big arse.
Big arse, yeah.
Energy, yeah. Butt lift.
All the ladies are getting them these days, aren't they?
Yeah. I can tell you a VPL is not like a BBL.
It's nothing to do with the V part. Nothing happens there. Thank God.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Yeah. So
right.
You might need a little bit of help.
I think
this.
I might need a little bit of help. Is Becca still there?
Becca is standing by. Morning, Becca.
Morning.
Thank you so much again for being here. We're going to throw 30 seconds on the clock. Jack, you can chat to Becca and try and get your answer before the 30 seconds is up. Let's go.
Okay, Becca, what are we thinking? VPL.
I think it stands for visible panty line. So if you were wearing leggings, you'd go for more wearing a thong than granny knickers, as it was called.
Okay. I
visible
like that.
Panty line.
Okay, that sounds very right, to be fair. And you're very confident as well, which makes me confident.
Have you ever heard of a visible panty line?
I think I have, yeah. I don't know if I have, but that sounds like it rings a bell.
Almost like you'd be leaving the house and you realise, sugar, I'm wearing the wrong underwear for this.
Have you ever seen a visible panty line?
I have, actually, yeah.
Okay.
So are you locking it in with Becca this morning?
I'm confident. I think Becca knows her stuff. Let's lock it in. Visible panty line.
You're absolutely correct.
Yes!
Oh,
come on.
Two for two.
Yes,
make
Becca.
This too easy on him. Well done, Becca.
We are the dream team, Becca.
Fair play to you.
Dream team.
Becca, really appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
No problem. You too.
Bye. It's going far too well for Jack Keating on his debut. Dave is going to be absolutely fuming.
He will. Okay, you just have your Simplify left on this question if you need to use it. Question three.
Jack, who, what, or where is Yasmin?
Who, what, or where is Yasmin?
Who, what, or where is Yasmin?
It's obviously making me think of a person, but I don't think it is a person. I don't know.
This is a classic question. A classic girly quiz question that Dave has asked in the past.
Yasmin.
And he also
does sound like a nice name, doesn't he?
Yeah, very nice name, yeah. Yasmin. Who, what, or where? Could it be somewhere? Is it a part of a person? Is it a part of a woman? I don't know.
What's the first thing that comes to mind when you hear Yasmin?
I think of a name, but I don't think it's a name because that sounds too easy.
Okay.
Who, what, or where? Can I use my simplifier?
You can, of course, use your simplifier. Do you want to lock it in? Simplify?
Yes, let's lock in the simplifier.
Wait till you hear this. This is the simplify mode.
This is the simplify mode. That's quite impressive.
We're over it.
Very nice.
It's good, isn't it?
All right. She's very talented. Who, what, or where is Yasmin? Is it A contraceptive pill, or B, a brand of fake tan?
Ooh.
Clear as dense mud.
Yeah.
Clear as dense mud.
Clear as dense mud.
Have you ever heard of any name of contraceptive pill?
Obviously, as a father, I wouldn't be too keen on contraceptive. That's we all know.
Jesus! Sweet mother of mercy!
I've never heard of either of them as tans or contraception, to be fair, so that doesn't really help me at all.
What do you think you know more brands of, pill or tan?
I think the only tan brand I know is like Coco Brown, right? Isn't that what most people use? Is it? I don't know.
I love that assumption. Everybody uses Coco Brown.
Coco Brown. I'm going to go with fake tan, I think. I feel like I kind of know like some of the contraceptive... I was joking, obviously. I do know some of the contraceptive methods out there. And I don't think I've ever heard of Yasmin before. So I'm going to go with fake tan.
Final answer.
Lock it in.
Jack Keating, you have just lost the girly.
You set me up.
You should have seen the arms went together. You were ready to celebrate.
I thought I just went 3 for 3. I was about to run out of the studio there.
Yasmin is a tricky one, and it is the name of a contraceptive pill.
No way.
Quite a common one, actually, although there are plenty of them.
Oh, right.
Listen, it wasn't too bad. Jack Keating, what a sport. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. That was great.
For joining us today.
A father who doesn't believe in contraception.
Let's do it. Spins, fully charged. Recharged.